I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
You just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. Ah, yes, the sounds of Replay Heroes. Check them out on Amazon, on Spotify, and get their record. Get it, because they're awesome.
It's very 80s Epcot-ish.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's good times, and I love it. We are live. We are getting things happening here. Yes.
Hello, people.
Hello. Hello. Happy Sunday. Making sure we're all good here. Anyway, before we get started, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Kristen, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I have some travel deals as well as travel news. But our big story is going to be our top five Walt Disney World All You Care to Eat restaurants.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And I just want to make sure everybody knows. I know that we're cross-posting on a lot of different social media sites. So I just want to make sure everyone, you want to chat with us. We'd love to see you in the chat room, the live chat room on facebook.com/Disney List. That is the best way to get in touch with us. That is the best way to check out the live show. Just like our friend Joan, who's live with us right now. Thank you so much. And you can also click that bell for notifications and you can share this video. And we're also on a bunch of different podcast platforms everywhere you can find podcasts. And now on Amazon devices, on Amazon Music, and Audible. So be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Give us those ratings, those 5-star ratings and reviews. Every little bit helps. It really, really does. And Kristen, because our dear friends are joining us, we also want to make sure that they can book their Disney trip with you. And forget all the hassles, forget the long wait times on the phone, and save money. How can people go ahead and book their next Disney vacation with you?
They can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
That sounds like a plan. Let's get on with it. The Disney List Podcast, available on Sorcerer Radio and everywhere you can find podcasts. And now on Audible and Amazon Music. Alexa, play the Disney List Podcast.
Playing the Disney List podcast from Amazon Music.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Broadcasting from the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What friendship? What's the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger?
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon.
Hey, that's us. Welcome to the show, one and all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Disney List. Every week we share you our favorite list of things, all things Star Wars, Marvel, and of course Disney, especially from those Disney parks. We love those. Love those things. I'm Aljon Goh. I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan, and I'm joined by my better half, the hostess with the mostest. She is the podcast host for Dining at Disney Podcast, and she is also a certified travel expert and vacation planner. Kristen, hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good week?
I did.
I ask like I haven't seen you all week because it's the typical talk show banter. You know, what have you done this week? Do you have a good week? What did you do this week? I know exactly what you did. You took care of the little kids. Hey, and for the very first time in forever, for the first time in forever, as the song goes, we actually had a break from the kids. We had a local church take care of our kids for a respite night, and we had an actual 2-hour window where we actually went on a adult date night. Wasn't that crazy?
It is. It's crazy what just being away from them, because since we got them in October, we just haven't been away from them. Everywhere we go, they go with us.
Yeah.
So
yeah, ever since we started this whole instant family thing in mid-October, kids have been with us every step of the way. We, you know, new parents to this whole thing. You know, a lot of our friends actually, mind you, I mean, we are older. You know, we thought we weren't going to have kids for the longest time. And, you know, one of my friends from work said, "Have you ever tried to foster to adopt?" And it was just, wow. You know, we moved into this house right before the pandemic, like a week before lockdown happened. And then all of a sudden, here comes October, instant family.
Yeah.
After doing all the training and classes and certifications.
It was a crazy year.
Yeah, last year was a crazy year. But hey, things are looking up. Things are looking up. And we are looking forward to sharing our top five list. We have a top five list. Yeah, I know typically, Kristen, you talk about these type of food things on the Dining at Disney podcast, which, by the way, I'll give a plug. You had a great show this past week for people to check out.
Yes.
Yep. You want to talk about it? Just not leave me hanging?
Yes, we talked about... Oh, I was taking me a second to remember what we talked about last week, because I know what we're talking about this week. Last week, we talked about the menus at the various dining locations in Avengers Campus.
Okay, just making sure we're all even here. Okay, yeah, so that was cool. And we typically leave the dining stuff for your podcast. And I said, you know, Kristen, we have very rarely touch on Disney dining here on the Disney List. And we really should, because that's one of the joys about the Disney List is the fact that we can list these things every week. And we just have not touched it now. If you're listening to us now or in the future, you have to think to yourself, self, some of these places are going to be closed because of the current conditions in the world, but they will be opening back up. And when they do, you'll be ready. You'll be ready.
Yeah, I'm over the things being modified in life. And so I'm ready to just go, okay, that's all behind us. Let's talk as if everything was back to the normal world again. Because that I am ready for.
There you go.
And we're getting there little by little.
Yep, we're getting there. We're getting there. I tell you what we are doing before we do that is you have some news. And before we get into the Disney news, you actually have some travel news and deals and headlines and all kinds of stuff. So you want to share your travel wisdom with the rest of the class?
Yes, I am going to start off with a Disney World travel news.
Okay.
And this is, if you are a fan of Margaritaville, which, speaking of Margaritaville, we've got some nice little Margaritaville glasses.
Yes, right, we here. Are. We're having margaritas. I made them.
but if you are a fan of the Margaritaville restaurants, locations, anything like that, you can book the vacation cottages at the Margaritaville Resort Orlando as part of your Walt Disney World vacation package. Mm. So if you're looking to go to Disney, but you are really, really wanting to stay at Margaritaville, you now can do that.
Oh, awesome.
So.
Loving it. I'm loving it. Well, that's cool. I mean, think about how much they're spending on Disney having to, you know, and you, you know, having to book that resort. Because we've been there at that resort and it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And I like the whole vibe of the place because it is tropical beach. I mean, that's completely right up my alley. I love beachy and tropical things.
There you go. Very nice.
Not really the heat so much, but the whole everything else that goes around with being at a beach.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And what else you got?
My other is a promotion, and this is actually for Norwegian Cruise Line. They have a very short, limited time window to book this deal. It's their Memorial Day sale. They're offering 30% off all cruises, plus you can get 5 free offers, which include the free open bar, free specialty dining, free excursions, free Wi-Fi, and extra guest free.
Extra guest.
Yes. Plus free air on the second guests when they fly. Plus you get $250 free in cruise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and go. That is, you can only book that starting tomorrow. So on Monday, May 24th through June 3rd.
Okay.
So you don't have much time, just a little more than a week. But that's a really good deal.
Indeed.
I mean, if there's two of you, you get all those things free. Only one of you has to pay for a flight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
I'm down with that. Joan says, hello, Kristen and Aljon in the chat. Lee says, I remember this week. Howdy from the Great North. Hi, Lee. He's also saying, is Margaritaville Resort comparable to the value or moderate resorts or deluxe? Now, I can tell you, we enjoy the Margaritaville Resort. And it's also a really cool place to hang and see live music and to eat and drink and have fun.
We haven't been in any of the rooms.
No, they look nice, at least from the brochures.
From what we've seen, they look like they'll be comparable to.
Hey, Margaritaville, not only do we love your tequila and margaritas, but we also would love to check out your resort. So feel free to let us know here at the Disney List. We'd be loving to bring the whole family there and hang out at one of your rooms for a week, maybe two. Just saying.
Heck, we'll just move in. Why not?
Why the heck not? They have availability, clearly. But anyway, well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate that. Let's get into some news, shall we?
Yes.
Love this. So Disney Springs, you know, is bringing back this popular Dole Whip for the summer. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. Watermelon Dole Whip returning to the marketplace snacks at Disney Springs. And it's coming back this week. How about that?
I know, it looks so good.
Have you ever had the Watermelon Dole Whip?
I have not had it, but I'm pretty sure I would like it.
Delicious Dole Whip, watermelon parfait with key lime custard. Oh, coming to marketplace, according to Disney Springs on Instagram. And that's not bad at all, folks. That's not bad. I'm digging it. I'm digging it the most. And the other thing I'm digging is the fact that we also have got some interesting stuff going on at Epcot.
Okay.
Did you see that? You know, recently they got rid of that crazy wall over there that everyone seems to take pictures of over at the Moroccan Pavilion. I know our friend Kate, who is a friend of the show, she went down there a couple weeks ago, and of course they tore down that wall. They rebuilt the wall. and they don't have any of that shenanigans going on over there. But you know what they did do is the Zach Ridley, who is a Imagineer, says recently had a chance. The Zach Ridley, he is just an Instagram. He's one of those popular Disney Instagrammers. And he said he met up with Michael Wells, the art director over at Epcot and Imagineer. And they had authentic touches and refreshed paintings there at the Moroccan markets. Did you see that?
I have not.
So, yeah, it says one detail I really loved is the metal hand-painted street signs. You can find these all over the markets in Morocco where paint professionals, these lovely illustrations translated in Arabic and French descriptions. They're not props. They are authentic. And the team purchased it from Morocco, brought them back to Epcot. So that's really cool.
Interesting.
But yeah, so they redid the walls and they gave it a fresh coat of paint. So next time you're out there, be on the lookout for it. And I really like what they did with the Spice Road table. A restaurant anyway. It just looks really fresh. It's got, I don't know. It just is a nice fresh look. It doesn't look old, but it still looks authentic. So whatever they do, by refreshing it, they did a great job at doing it. And this comes to us from Disneyland, Kristen. I know that you'll be talking about this, the shawarma cart.
We talked about
that. You talked about it this past week. Yeah. So the menu for the shawarma food cart, the shawarma palace, has some new menu items. They've got the two wraps for $12.99 each. New York's tastiest wrap is chicken shawarma wrap with garlic spread and coconut yogurt. I can't speak. Coconut yogurt, tahini sauce, and pickled vegetables. I'm sorry if I butchered that. And they also have the Impossible Victory falafel as well. I know we talked about it on Dining at Disney because I showed the pictures, but I'm a fan of both. I think they're great, you know, great food items to have. And who wouldn't want to have what the Avengers eat? The Avengers love shawarma.
I would go with the chicken. I'm not a big falafel person. It always seems to be too dry for me.
I like falafel.
And I'm like, I feel like I need to drink a gallon of water.
Well, one thing you could do is you could do like I do and take a bunch of that Greek yogurt.
The tahini
sauce and then drench it in there. I've done that. The other thing you could quench your thirst with is the Iron Man Infinity Gauntlet that they have there with the Coca-Cola, of course, in tow. So you could be like Iron Man, snap your fingers and refresh yourself with a nice cold Coca-Cola. And I am so down with that. So hopefully when we go to Avengers Campus, we could definitely take part in some of those tasty, tasty treats at the cart there. Tim is saying, don't spill the drinks during the recording. Yeah, I won't do that like I did last time. That was horrible. And Lindsay said something, our top fan Lindsay said something in the chat. You want to read it?
It says, I got my brand new cell phone stolen at Margaritaville in Shreveport and haven't been back. Still mad at them, but maybe we'll give them a try again.
Oh, you know, Lindsay, what I did.
I was going to say, you were in the same state and had the same thing happen.
I did. So a long, long time ago, when the NBA All-Star Jam was in New Orleans, I went there for work and I was teaching kids. I was actually playing with DJ Wiz T from the Dallas Mavericks. He was a DJ there and he was great. So he would play and spin records and I would play their guitar. It was for, you know, my company and then Toyota, we were all sponsoring this thing. So I would play guitar. And so we would play in everything from Led Zeppelin to Maroon 5. And he would go back and forth and scratch. And I would play some riffs and it was great. We were playing. And then I would teach kids how to play guitar. So we had a little petting zoo there with all these guitars. And I was teaching them how to play guitar in, you know, group class setting. And I literally turned around and I turned back and I had my phone on like a music stand and I turned around and literally the phone was gone. My phone was gone. I should have known better to put the phone in front of me. I should have just put it in my front pocket, but at least it was my wallet. But luckily for me, my friend, of course, that I worked with, cause it was just the two of us working that big event. And he had his cell phone, so I at least could call you and say, I lost my phone. You turn my phone off.
Yeah.
Oh, back in the day. Back in the day. Anyway, that was a long time ago. A long time ago. Anyway, hey, did you also know that Disneyland will be ending temperature checks soon, apparently?
Good.
Yeah. Apparently, they are going to end temperature checks for guests and cast members at the Pixar Palace parking structure June 15th. So there you go. Cast members, though, will still be required to do their at-home COVID-19 health checklist that includes a temperature check. This comes as Orange County, which is in Disneyland, moves into the yellow tier, which is the next tier with the least restrictions. So we will definitely keep you informed on that front. We also have a couple other news tidbits before we get into our top five, y'all. Chicken Squad for Disney Junior. Have you seen the new show, Chicken Squad?
I have not seen it.
Okay, so they actually have got some brand new walls over there at Disney Springs. So you can take your pictures there at the walls, The Secrets of Sulphur Springs, which is new at Fridays at 8 on Disney Channel. And, of course, the Disney Now app. You can check that out. And the Chicken Squad on Disney Junior, which looks absolutely fun. For the whole family, it's a kiddie show. So you could get your pictures taken there on those those walls, which
they look like distant relatives to Chicken Little.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what it looks like. I love this story. Dave Filoni's promotion at Lucasfilm means what it means for Star Wars is Kathleen Kennedy. This is from Newsweek. So did you know, Kristen, I know we talked about this, but Dave Filoni this past week apparently kind of snuck under the radar at Lucasfilm's website, all of a sudden has got a promotion. He is now the executive creative director and executive producer now.
Wow.
So he seemingly y'all, he's almost in the same seat as a Kevin Feige at Marvel. So he's more than showrunner. He is like everything creative for Lucasfilm. How about that? Prior to this, Filoni worked on Star Wars projects as an executive producer on a case-by-case basis. Of course, you know, he was a writer and also a director for The Mandalorian. He and, of course, Jon Favreau were co-producing the series, and he was writing for it. And we all know Dave Filoni for many years of us covering Star Wars on Sorcerer Radio. We've met Dave Filoni several times, and what a great guy and hockey fan he is. Just an outstanding human being. But for him to get this kind of power up and level up, I think is great, because you have someone that truly understands Star Wars. And this is my opinion, but he loves Star Wars. He studied under George Lucas for 11, 12 years before Lucas sold the company. And it is just wonderful that Dave is in the position where he's at right now to carve out what Star Wars will be for the future, tying everything together and having a overall vision, which is what I wanted for Star Wars for the longest time, a vision. Just like Kevin Feige has a vision for Marvel, he will have a vision for Star Wars moving forward and Lucasfilm, so that there's cohesiveness in storytelling, there's great storytelling, and for heaven's sake, a staff. They make the best product absolutely possible. And I'm happy about that.
I think that is great news.
You love Dave, don't you?
I do. I think what he does with Star Wars is awesome. I mean, there's nothing he's done that has not been great. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, there's so many people that absolutely love what's going on here. And, anyone that's worked with Dave Filoni, including recently Mark Hamill and the rest of the Mandalorian team, are just excited for the future. So congratulations, Dave, and hopefully one day we'll see you at a Star Wars celebration in better times. How about this? Are you a fan of MODOK? Do you know MODOK?
I don't know MODOK. I've heard of MODOK, but I don't know it.
Okay. You know Patton Oswalt, right?
Yes.
Okay. Patton Oswalt is MODOK. He is the dastardly villain who faces off against the Avengers in the comic books. He was, he was kind of a little bit alluded to in the cinematic universe. You know, there's little drop and hints of that. But Patton Oswalt is the voice of MODOK. He's a computerized murder machine, I guess you could say. And he's got a brand new, almost Adult Swim-esque animated show that is on Hulu now. And now you can use your Instagram and you can put yourself in MODOK's little tin can shell on Instagram. And of course, 10 episodes of MODOK hit Hulu, have already hit Hulu. They hit Hulu on Friday, and you can definitely check it out. Hulu is going to be the home of this new edgy series. And what I love about this is the fact that Patton Oswalt playing MODOK has a family. So this is kind of like a Married with Children, Adult Swim, you know, super villain who's crazy. He's got little arms, little legs, but a big head, and how he copes with his family. So
all he needs is to either be on something Star Wars or something Disney, and he will have covered.
Well, because he's three. On Pixar.
Because he's Pixar. Yeah.
He's Pixar.
He already has done
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. Of course, Patton Oswalt is MODOK. And then you also have Melissa Fumero, who plays Melissa, Amy Garcia, who plays Jody, Ben Schwartz as Lou, Wendy McLean Covey as Monica. And there's just a bunch of great, great things, you know. And Marvel's MODOK, the megalomaniacal supervillain MODOK, Patton Oswalt has pursued his dream of one day conquering the world. But after years of setbacks and failures fighting the Earth's mightiest heroes, the Avengers, MODOK has run his evil organization AIM, Advanced Idea Mechanics, into the ground. He was ousted as its leader while also dealing with his crumbling marriage and family life. The mental organism designed for only killing, that's MODOK, mental organism designed only for killing, is set to confront his greatest challenge yet. I guess it's his family.
So. It kind of sounds like an adult version of... Oh, I just forgot the character's name from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh.
Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah,
yes.
It kind of made it sounds like a Doofenshmirtz kind of.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Lee says Iron Man villain. Yes. MODOK was definitely a villain of Iron Man and so many other Avengers as well over time. So MODOK is great. So anyway, that's been your news and your travel deals. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit us up on Facebook. Once again, facebook.com/TheDisneyList, and let us know what's on your mind. And we'd be happy to answer your questions in an upcoming show.
It's the Disney List Top 10.
Well, it's not really the top 10. It's top 5, y'all. It's the top 5 for this week. I need to change that. But we do have here our top 10. Kristen, what is our top 10 for this week?
Well, we don't have a top 10 for this
week. Our top 5 for this week.
Our top 5 for this week.
Too much margarita, I guess.
All you care to enjoy restaurants.
All you care to enjoy. And it's all you care to eat. That's all you care to stuff in your face, your little chubby face. And, you know, I love the Disney buffets. And of course, during this challenging time, there's only a few of these places even open. These things change on a regular basis as we move from phase to phase, as Disney World is continually phasing the opening of their various resorts and restaurants. So keep this in mind. This is our thoughts as to our favorites now or prior to the pandemic. And hopefully in the future, as things kind of change, we will update this. But at least you'll get to know when they do open up what our favorites are. Hopefully you can give us your feedback as well. And I know some people have, so we'll have to read some of these feedbacks. So anyway, what shall we start with first? I think number that five. Is, oh yeah, I don't have, oh, for heaven's sake. You mean I got to get the numbers going?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here we are with
number 5.
Yay. I hit the right number. Go ahead.
It is 1900 Park Fair, and that is located over at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa.
Okay. So we love this place. Why?
Well, both their breakfast and their dinner buffets are good. The breakfast one has some very unique menu items on it that you can't just find at every place.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are character breakfasts, but they're different kinds of characters. So like in the morning, you have like Mary Poppins, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Mad Hatter, Alice for the morning. And then in the evening, it is all about Cinderella. So you have Cinderella and Prince Charming and characters like that there.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about the breakfast? I'm sure as they've, you know, in the past, as I said, that all you care to eat was a buffet. And maybe as they opened up, they'll be serving some of these things family style, you know. But in the meantime, here's what we enjoyed the most.
Well, one of the unique menu items is the strawberry soup.
Yeah, it's cool. Fresh strawberries and whipped cream. Of course, it's all pureed into a nice little soupy good times. Yes. And Mike says most of the buffets are family style at the moment if they're open. Yes. So, you know, and of course their website, not all the time is current, but we're giving you the information as we get it. So at any rate, yes.
They also have an eggs Benedict that they do with a lobster sauce.
Yes.
And that is really good.
I do love that quite a bit. And of course, they also have the Mickey waffles, which are great. But as Kristen said, my favorite for breakfast, strawberry soup. Big fan of the strawberry soup because it's just different. And I do like their eggs Benedict.
And they have like create your own omelet, like made to order omelet and egg station too. So that's another really good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Who doesn't like an omelet that's like made right in front of them?
Right. And dinner, also a lot of fun stuff there. Their chef favorites, the honey sriracha salmon. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And I'm also a big fan of their carving station because they have that herb-crusted prime rib with chimichurri, like You had me at chimichurri.
You can get ratatouille there too.
There you go. There you go. All kinds of great stuff. I think, you know, great thing about these all you care to enjoy meals is the fact that there's something for everybody in the family, really, at these places that we love as one of our favorites. There is something for everybody, but I definitely love 1900 Park Fair. It does rightfully earn its top five in the top five spot. So how about this next one, right? We're ready for
number four.
Okay, here we are.
Boma Flavors of Africa.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to be specific with which buffet. I prefer, hands down, the breakfast buffet. They have the, what is it, pineapple, papaya, orange, and guava juice that you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard it is called POG. They have that. They've got really unique Indian and African dishes that you can enjoy for, you know, at the breakfast. They have this really amazing hash that they do there.
Yes.
That I highly recommend. It's a corned beef hash. It has a lot of meat in it. Really good flavor. But it has your more traditional things as well for breakfast. So your omelets and pancakes and fresh fruit and
Mickey waffles.
That stuff. But you've got the unique things on the menu as well. So it's good for somebody who is a picky eater or somebody who is adventurous. It will fit both of those people there.
Yeah, giving big ups to the corned beef hash. That is wonderful. They also have French toast bread pudding.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, loving that. And the fact that they also have a couple other things on the drink menu there. So they have watermelon lemonade, which is yum. And then pressed pot coffee. Love pressed pot coffee with Joffrey's Kenyan coffee. Whole bean coffee. So good. Mm. And we love Joffrey's coffee anyway.
They also have something on the menu that you find in a lot of international breakfast buffets.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the okra tomatoes, which I love, but it's not something that's common in the U.S., to see on a breakfast buffet. But you see them everywhere, whether it's like Italy or Germany, France, like all those places always have those tomatoes.
True.
And truth. It always is something I get. I always get it.
Okay. So that was breakfast, which is amazing. And Lee Beaton says something he needs to say in the chat.
He says his hot tip is take it easy on the little spicy sausages. They revisit you with a vengeance. Yeah, that's not good.
No bueno. Not when you're running around at Animal Kingdom, you know, in the middle of the heat. That's not good. Anyway, for dinner at BOMA, may we suggest a few things? Okay. Butternut squash soup, always good. Kristen loves the coconut curry chicken soup. We love that as well.
When they make it consistently,
yes.
We have, the last time we were there, the same dishes, when they went to refill them, were completely different from what you just had.
The batch.
So I don't, in the past, it has been spot on, but in more recent years, we have found it to be not always the most consistent.
Yes.
Especially with the soups, I have found.
Well, maybe they will do it right. We also have some entrees in there as well. Slow roasted pork ribs, the whole Durban style roasted chicken. I'm trying to remember what that was. Bobotai. Do you remember what that was? Because I know it's an African dish, right? So,
and I always get it, and I'm drawing a blank on what it is.
Yeah, because we always get it too, and I'm like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it is, but apparently it is.
It's like a casserole type thing that I remember.
It's a bake.
Yeah,
it's a bake, right? So anyway. But it's almost like there's some kind of starch and ground beef and
it's ground meat. I'm drawing a blank.
It's almost like a shepherd's pie almost, but it's like African style. I don't know how to describe it, but it's good. They also have some yummy, the coconut rice. Yes. I love the coconut rice and everyone's favorite. It doesn't matter who you talk to. If they've had dinner at BOMA, they got to get this dessert. What is it?
It is the Zebra Domes.
Zebra Domes for the win, y'all. Zebra Domes for the win. And you know what I love too, along with Zebra Domes? Bread pudding. I made it a fact, a personal quest in life to find the best bread pudding on the face of the earth. Okay, so I can tell you some of the best bread pudding that I've had in the world have been at Walt Disney World, and this bread pudding is darn close. It's at least in my top five from everywhere I've been to that I've tasted bread pudding. That says a lot. So it's in my top five. I do like that quite a bit. So anything else you'd like to mention? They do also have some yummy drinks too as well. Tusker Premium Lager from Kenya.
You can get watermelon lemonade.
Watermelon lemonade. I talked about that for the breakfast. So definitely good stuff there. Oh gosh, all this talk of food, and we ate earlier and it just make me a little hungry again. It's funny how that happens. Funny how that is. Here we are.
Number three.
I'm looking at you, kiddo.
I know.
I'm looking at you.
I was thinking for a second. Okay. Ohana. I was thinking of trying to sing part of Roller Coaster Ride because that's what I always think of when I think of Ohana, is that song from Lilo and Stitch. But then I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. So that's why I hesitated there for a minute.
They have this all you could care to enjoy breakfast. They have fresh hot eggs and pork. They have the Hawaiian pork, pua. Which is the sausage links, Hawaiian style ham topped with pineapple compote. And they also have the ula kahiki, the fried potatoes, island style potatoes. And of course, Mickey shaped waffles. So, you know, that's fun. It's fun. But I will give the leg up here for dinner.
Of course.
Ohana, I bow down to thee. I bow down to thee. What do you like so much about the Ohana?
Okay. What's funny is my favorite things on the menu are the appetizers. And it is the pork dumplings that they have the garlic ginger sauce with. Those are really good. And the honey coriander chicken wings.
For the win.
With the peanut sauce. I could just eat that all day.
It sounded like you had an accent there. The peanut sauce. The peanut sauce was so good. Yeah, man. I'm so down with that. The honey coriander wings are my fave. The pork dumplings are great. They serve the chicken and the shrimp and the Szechuan sirloin steak like a Brazilian steak, like a Brazilian steakhouse. So you have to let them know they got the skewers, they got the rotisserie meats, and then they just slice it on, you know, to your plate, you know. And they're probably going to have to to change some of the presentation and things as they reopen during this time, because it's not open right now. But I also have to tell you, teriyaki noodles, off the chain. It's so good.
And this would be a very easy restaurant for them to modify, though, because you could...
Just bring the plates
out. You know, what would you like? Asking people and go, okay, so you bring it and then, you know, the meat on plates, because everything else comes served family style there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. They also have the Ohana bread pudding a la mode, caramel sauce and bananas. Yes, so good. It's like bread pudding, bananas, Foster's all in one.
I like the bread that they give you to start with, the coconut pineapple bread.
Yes.
That I really like.
They serve the same food at the Spirit of Aloha.
Yes.
As well, the dinner show, which is great because then you can see every one of the Polynesian Hawaiian dancers out there, the fire breathers and all the hula dancers. And it's just a lot of fun. A lot of fun, but you got to eat quick, bro. You got to eat quick. You got to be double fisted. You got to have all the beer and all the sangria and all the alcohol there just to make sure that you get your money's worth. That's all I'm saying. Little tip and trick. Cheers to you, Lindsay. You say Ohana for breakfast is the best and bread pudding is the best. So I'll also say this about bread pudding. New Orleans, Mother's, Meatin' Three, bread pudding in the top five. I will say that as well. That was good times over there at Mother's. So if you give us a thumbs up and some hearts if you love Mother's in New Orleans. So anyway, here we are. Wow. Almost done.
Number two.
Hoop-dee-doo musical review.
Do you just do those dramatic pauses just because?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh. It's like a 5-second pause. I'm looking at you like I hit the number and then come on now. Come on now. It's so good.
Well, it gives people, they're anticipating it even more.
Okay. Sure. Why not?
So yes, Hoop-dee-doo musical review.
Yes. It is not only a very awesome dinner show, but once again, all you care to enjoy, adult beverages. You've got beer, wine, sangria, right? Right?
Yes.
And some of the best American fare food that you're going to have. The fried chicken is to die for, y'all. And I'm serious. You know, we live in Nashville. We're broadcasting from Nashville. Nashville chicken, fried chicken, just like in Kentucky, y'all. But Nashville, you know, hot chicken is the deal. And we know our chicken and we love hot chicken here in Nashville. But I can tell you that Disney chicken is really good. And the chicken here is amazing.
So I am going to say that this is one place that was probably one of the biggest surprises as far as the food quality from what I was anticipating.
Yes.
And what's funny is the first time we tried this was, you know, way back when. And we first started with trying to knock out dining at every single restaurant at Walt Disney World. And Natalie had recommended that to me. And she was like, I don't know if you'll like it because it's Southern food. She's like, but it's so much fun. Not only was it fun, but I am very particular about my ribs. I don't like them to be like chewy or like I want them to just fall off the bone. Like if I pick the bone up, it goes ding and just falls down. Yeah. That is how I like mine. And their ribs are cooked like that. They are really tender and just fall off and have excellent flavor. And to me, that's always a good sign of good food.
Yes.
Entertainment. It's fun and funny. It's just a good time it's perfect for a family with multi-generations going on vacation. Because that's always like when you have, you know, grandma and grandpa, mom, dad, and all the kids and aunts and uncles going, it's hard to try and find a place that everybody's going to like. But this is a great one, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very entertaining for all ages.
So. Yeah, we love it. We love it. Join, it's a Frontier family fun, Frontier style family fun. Join the Pioneer Hall players for 2 hours of rousing Wild West dancing, singing, and zany vaudeville comedy. And you've got to be careful, especially if you're sitting on the floor seats, because we've sat in the balcony a lot of times, mm-hmm. which is fun because you get the eagle eye view of everything and you can eat. But I can tell you, if you get picked If you get picked to go on stage, be prepared for your face to go red, for you to be on stage there for at least 5 minutes. And your family better make sure to get and hold your dessert, because otherwise you're out of luck. You better get that dessert and just scarf it down because it's so good.
The other thing to note is they do interact with little kids as well. And yes. I think Connor, when he was little, they always would get the bottom. And I think three times he was pulled up to be part of the show. And it was always Dolly that would pick him. Did you drop something in your drink?
Oh, yeah. Well, something didn't drop in my drink. Someone decided to land in my drink.
Oh.
It's gross. Anyway, you never know what to expect when Claire DeLune, Johnny Ringo, Dolly Drew, Six Bits, Flora Long, and Jim Handy hit the stage. So that's always, always a lot of fun. It's not going to be dull. Get ready to clap your hands, stomp your feet, and sing along and have a good old time at the Rustic Pioneer Hall at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. They've got buckets of all you care to enjoy: fried chicken, smoked barbecue ribs, tossed green salad, baked beans, which are great, by the way. Fresh baked cornbread, that's what I'm loving, cornbread, hot from the oven, and strawberry shortcake.
In the skillet, y'all.
Unlimited draft beer. Unlimited draft beer, wine, sangria included for guests 21 years of age. You got to show that ID. Soft drinks also included. What is not to like about this? What is not to like about it? I love it. All the time, 100%. I got to be there. It's just a Disney must do. And a fun time, definitely a fun time, especially if you're celebrating a birthday or family milestone, anniversary, something like that.
I think anybody who has listened to the show for any length of time now can guess what the number one place is going to be.
Number one.
It is the Beer Garden Restaurant in the Germany Pavilion.
Woot, woot. Celebrate Oktoberfest all year long with authentic German cuisine and lively entertainment. Yes, we love
that. Not included, but available for purchase are liter beers of German beer.
Yes. What is not to love? Pretzel rolls, German potato salad.
The soups are really good if you get either the potato leek or the wild mushroom, creamy mushroom. Oh my gosh, they are amazing. If you like soup, you will want to go and have more of it. But you have to remember there's so many other good things available that you can't fill yourself up on delicious soup.
Yes. As I said, they've got sauerkraut, of course. Mm-hmm. The schnitzel, so good. Roasted chicken, bratwurst. Love bratwurst. And I don't know what else you love, Kristen. I mean, they have the hunter sauce. You've got the schnitzel is always good.
Yes. That way you can have a Jager schnitzel because you put the hunter sauce, which is actually called Jager.
Yes. And then they also have the spatzel, kind of a pasta style, pasta-ish. And then you also have some family dessert platters as well. The cheesecake with berry compote, the apple strudel, of course, for the win, Black Forest roll, and of course their beers. My gosh, you know.
The only thing that gets me is the warm German potato salad is now plant-based, which means where's the bacon?
No bacon, Kristen.
You have to have bacon in German potato salad.
You got
to
have it.
Otherwise, it's not really German potato salad. It's got to have the bacon in it.
Well, if they have pretzel rolls, that means they don't slather it with butter anymore. It's plant-based now. Pretzel rolls. See that? Oh, well, as things change. That's all right. Once again, get the pretzel rolls and then dip it in the soup because that's where it belongs.
German beer flight.
And do a German beer flight. Yeah, why not?
And
German
beer flight. Make sure to save room for the apple strudel.
They've got the Beck's Pilsner, the Varsteiner. Did I say that right?
Varsteiner
Dunkel. Yay. Mm-hmm. You have to help me with this pronunciation because I don't speak German.
Because
there's this
König Ludwig
Weissbier.
It's King Ludwig White Beer.
Yes, I was going to say that. I do know that. And then they have the Hofscher. I'm worse.
Schafferhofer. Grapefruit.
Hefeweizen. I almost said Hassenpfeffer. pepper something. I'm just having a hard time. Anyway, hey, look, we like Beer Garden.
That's fine.
Can we just wrap it up?
All
just
the German it. Stuff on the menu. Okay. At least I'm somewhat within the right vicinity of pronunciation.
Hey, at least, you know.
And I'll leave all the like Asian pronunciation stuff to you.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. I have my challenges. I know my limitations.
Just and don't ask me to pronounce French stuff.
No problem. Hey, I do know Jägermeister. You can get Jägermeister there, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Hey, we're done with the show. Imagine that. We are done with the show. Oh, actually, I'm a little bit premature here doing the end of the show because we actually do have
some comments.
We've got some comments here from the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. And we asked people what their favorite restaurants are. Kristen, would you like to read some?
Yes. Jay says Ohana.
Ohana means family.
And Amy, she picked a Liberty Tree Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about that one too.
Yeah, me too. I really like Liberty Tree. That is a lot of fun. I know we're disappointing people when we didn't put Liberty Tree, but it definitely gets an honorable mention on the list here. It definitely gets that. So let's see here. We have our friends from Disney Dorks that actually have talked a little bit about that. Oh, well, I thought they did, but maybe they didn't. Okay. Let's take a look. We'll take a look at one more place here. There we go, Kristen.
Oh, Todd says Chef Mickey's for dinner that he really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, he constantly posts stuff there at the Dining at Disney Facebook page, your Dining at Disney podcast page.
Yes, he
does. Which is cool.
Yes,
I'm down with that.
He's a cast member.
Yes.
And I have mentioned to him before about coming on Dining at Disney at some point. So.
Yep. Lee says, what is he saying?
Speaking
he says, fight
of having
that
people
book.
On the show, I need to reach out to Dave again because we still need to talk about do another Disney show with him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Fight the bug in your drink. You need it. This is true. Well, that bug didn't stand a chance. He's, you know, there's too much good drink in there. I'm not going to let that spoil my night. But anyway, hey, gang, we're wrapping up the show. Thank you so much, y'all. Don't forget, we are available wherever you find podcasts. We're on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. We just got on Amazon Music, which is great, which I love. We're also on all your favorite podcatchers, so get out there and please subscribe to the show. If you just found our show, thank you so much. Thank you for waiting till the very end. We're just shooting from the hip here. We have a great time with our live audience here every single weeknight, or not weeknight, but every Sunday night. And of course, we're going on Sorcerer Radio.
This coming week.
We're changing it up. We're going to, fingers crossed, do a live stream on Friday night this week. That may be some of our new norm, probably for this summer. So keep that in mind, if not forever. just shows on Friday nights, you know. So we'll mark our calendars. We'd love to see you do a hop in to the live show. That'd be amazing. Anyway, my name's Al John Go. You can check me out on Instagram, Al John Go. You can also check out our sister podcast there, Skull Rock Podcast. Myself and former Disney director of creative special projects, Dave Bossert. He's an author. He's a former Disney filmmaker and animator, of course, author. We talk about all kinds of awesome stuff in regards to theme parks, attractions, pop culture, the Disney company. And this past week, we had an amazing, amazing guy. And this is a guy that should be on your show too, Kristen, because he just recently released a book called Eat, Drink, and Animate. He is Tom Cito. And Tom Cito is one of the most prolific directors and animators out there. He was one of the legendary animators behind Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas. He was also one of the key animators for He-Man and She-Ra back in the day. And we talked to him, and he's just a jolly, jolly guy. Like, he is great. A New Yorker, and very proud of it, and he was just a blast. So be sure to check out Skull Rock Podcast. Kristen, I turn it over to you.
You can check me out at diningatdisney.com, as well as checking out on your favorite podcast platform, the Dining at Disney Podcast. And this coming week will be a Disney happy hour show where we'll be talking about the best desserts.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And if people are interested in booking their Disney trip with you, Kristen, remind them once again.
They can do that by contacting me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Big shout out once again to Source Radio at srsounds.com and our good friends at WDW Park Hoppers. Check out their show every single week on Facebook. And we know, by the way, that hopefully we'll be able to make it down there soon. Not soon enough, but hopefully we'll see, you know, Park Hopper John and Park Hopper Sid real soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they may be coming up this way.
That would be great. That would
be
wonderful.
Bourbon and whiskey trails.
That would be wonderful. I can't wait for that. Any other shout outs we need to get in there?
Disney Parks Podcast with Tony and John.
Yes. Be sure to check them out. Okay, great. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
And we're out. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. By the way, your bug died as soon as it went in there. They can't drink anything that's acidic. They don't have acid in their stomach. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they'll eat it and then they die.
That's great trivia, Kristen.
I know, right?
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
I'm Al John Go, co-host of the Disney List podcast, as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.